Hello everyone, welcome back to another episode of Joycast. Someone is going in, Saint Ben will be joining us today. God of Iron had to step out for a bit, but he'll be taking over for the God of Iron. So yeah, Saint Ben, what are your thoughts on Crash Bandicoot so far?
I was just thinking that Maxwell has stepped out, feeling like I'm a guest that is not here. if I found you, anyway.
Please. You're not here.
What do you mean I'm not here?
Go ahead.
To fight you. It's not today, and it's not me. Anyway, well, the interesting thing about. I saw the Crash trailer, and I mean, yeah, it's exciting and everything. Someone told me that I think it was Bash that said this, that it's going to have more levels than the trilogy put together. And wow. I'm like, that sounds fun in theory, but if you know Crash, you know that it's the kind of game where the more you play, the harder it gets.
And it's
if this game is going to be that long, by the time you get to the end, what the hell is this going to be like? That's my whole question, because you're talking about, what, I don't know, but at that point you'd be like 60 hours or whatever of just pure Crash platforming.
Yeah, it definitely can be sixty hours, but I'm pretty sure it's going to be like Mario Maker crazy levels.
No, that's even insane, fam.
Wait, Mario Maker levels are spot, like levels that people made, or like, because
that's an infinite amount, isn't it, Mario Maker?
Mario Maker is infinite, but I mean, what I'm saying is that it can't be that chaotic, because Mario Maker is chaotic AF. I don't know if I'm allowed to say it is chaotic. It is stupid chaotic, so it's like, if we want to do that kind of thing, please let your crash it like that.
If what you're saying is true, I can sort of see, since they are saying that Crash is going to have like 4 power-ups or something like that. So 4. If you have a power, yeah, I think 4 different masks. So that's something that's happening. So I can see it being long, but I don't think it's going to be up to 60 hours. Probably even that 20 hours, I feel, is a stretch. Because let's not forget.
Yeah, probably going to be 15, 30.
Let's not forget, platform games they're not meant to be, but people are going to have to speedrun this thing eventually. I can't picture people speedrunning for 20 hours.
Another angle, yeah, is if you think about the classic Crash games. You have the crystal that you get when you finish the level. Then you have the gems for breaking up the boxes, and then you have the gold relic and the platinum relic for the time trials. If I'm not mistaken, I don't think I am. Imagine doing that for how many levels? Because man, okay, so Crash Bandicoot 3. If I'm not mistaken, I think it had like how many sections? Like 10 sections. Each section had like 5 levels. That's like 50 odd levels. And that's just one. Come on, if this is true, man, that game is going to have content up the nose, man. It's going to be ridiculous. But anyway, it's body for me.
And so far, we saw 3 characters. Use Coco and Neocortex as well. We've never been able to use Cortex except from the Crash Bandicoot games, like racer games and all that.
I read that it's so that you can see things from his perspective, sort of.
I beg. It'll be fun. Yeah.
I think it's different ways of playing the same level or something.
Oh man, so
but it's going to be super fun
if you have that many levels and then 3 different characters. Oh my god.
No, but I read or I listen, I can't remember, but I think between Crash and Coco, you can switch in between the dream gameplay.
Coco has his spin now as well.
Yeah, sort of like GTA 5. So I think you can just switch characters in within game. Maybe they'll have their own abilities and whatnot.
That's actually pretty interesting.
That'd be really, really cool.
Okay. I see your activation trying to woo me back into get yourself back into my good graces, even though it won't work.
Please, you love platformers. You're going to get this regardless.
I didn't get. I don't have the trilogy, so all the things I'm saying, you don't know me like that. Don't be making
up. You get it eventually, or somebody will get it for you eventually.
I have no control over what else do.
Get it from Level Up Rentals. Wink, wink.
Shameless. I'm not even ashamed. Yes. Please get it from Level Up.
Combine it on IG.
Man, see, you know what? Thank you, Jerry. Yes. So that's it. I'm looking for it. It'll be a fun game. Okay. I'm just worried about, because it's Activision and I don't trust them. I don't trust Activision for anything. That's terrible. Anyway.
I would just say we should wait and see what it's like. So, yeah, let's just
never trust Activision. That's nonsense they did with Crash racing game. I would never trust them.
That reminds me, Sing Fen. I really want to talk about the new DLC character for Smash Bros. And I am really not psyched about it. Min is like, I don't know, starting your DLC pack with Min is just, I don't know, it's very underwhelming. I don't know how popular she is, but her whole showing was just really, really underwhelming. I did not like it. It didn't seem fun. And I'm definitely not buying that character. But what are your thoughts?
The creator also said that somebody in Nintendo said, "I want Min Min," and that's why Min Min was inside. That was not during the video, you know.
Shameless plug.
Just said, I want Min Min in this game.
And that's I remember that Sakurai did say that. However, I don't know if the person was saying, "I want Min Min" when they decided it was going to be, when they, it could have been. He might have said he wants Min Min after they had decided that, okay, fine, we're going to have an arms character. So they're like, okay, which arms character should it be? And he was like, I want Min Min.
She should have been a skin or something. They could have used Twin Tail. I'm guessing Twin Tail is way more popular.
That's what I'm saying. I think it was when it was decided that there would be a character from arms, that the creator was like, okay, no, I want Min Min. Now, yes, I like what you're saying is true. What I thought, because I was saying this for a while to some people, and I told them that what I think they're going to do will have one character who is like all, like kind of like Bowser Jr. in the game. Bowser Jr. is Bowser Jr., but it's also all the Koopalings you get. So it's like, I thought they were going to do something like that. Yeah, okay, sure. You have Min Min as the arms character, but she's also Twin Tail, she's also Dr. Quail, skin changes. Apparently, I was quite wrong. That kind of sucks. here's the thing. The thing, mechanically, Min Min or the arms, Min Min is actually kind of interesting on a purely mechanical level. But here's the thing.
Arms character have different moves?
Not really. They have different sets of arms.
I thought it was the same thing. I thought you could equip all arm characters with like the same equipment.
That is the thing.
Nothing really special.
Starting out, they had different ones, but eventually you can really get all of them for everyone, and then everybody can use the same ones. So,
I don't exactly agree with that. Each character in arms has his specific traits. For instance, Ninjara can like teleport of sorts. He kind of like blink away. And the mummy guy also has like when he blocks, he regenerates health. So I feel each character has unique traits. So I really don't see what's interesting about Min Min that she was picked over the other characters, to be honest.
This is the thing, you're kind of proving my point in the sense that look, there is But the things that actually make them special did not make it into Smash. The thing, whatever it is that... What Min Min can do in arms is that when she dashes, she can do a kick. So, like, if she dodges to the side, normally it's just a side dodge, but she can actually do damage while she's doing that. But I'm pretty sure that didn't make it into the game, did it? Because, to be honest, I didn't watch the entire presentation, which shows you just how much I don't care about this new character. I did not watch the whole thing. What I was saying is, mechanically, the arms character is actually interesting with the range and the zoning. But I don't care about arms. I don't care about the game. And it is caring about a game sometimes that makes you want to play a particular character. And I just do not give a crap. The only reason why I even played arms is because they had this free period. For people that are returning to online, I'm like, okay, yeah. Fine, sure, I'll download it.
Same here.
So it's like, if it was going to have an arms character, it would be fine if it wasn't the first in the DLC pack. Because if you can remember.
I totally agree with you. It's.
Yeah, go on.
Yeah, I remember how when they released Joker as the first DLC character, it just showed so much how there was so much hype that you immediately buy the DLC pack compared to this that I'm not really interested in.
Exactly. But, like, yeah, it was Joker that
This is just so... It's Joker that wanted me to get Smash. I didn't like have Smash before. I just wanted to get a Switch to play as Joker. That's how bad it was. And the reaction videos all over the internet.
Everybody's collective shit. Oh my God. It was so wild. I remember because it was in the Game Awards.
The Game Awards. Yeah.
I just showed that it was Smash. Why did they try to recreate that energy? Oh God, Nintendo, why did you do this?
They will have dislikes. They will have the most dislikes on that video.
Because,
it's sure for me that they will have the most dislikes.
It's just painful because... And you know what would have been cool? I know in the presentation, they didn't... Normally, in the past ones, they would give like some kind of teaser or something as to who the next one is. Nothing like that this time. But like, that's it. It's me. Go home. That's all you get for the day. Like, if they are teasing with, like, the people are looking for, like, that. Yeah, everybody's looking for Dante and Sora. Like, if they release another sword character and it is not Dante or Sora, somebody is going to go to Nintendo's office and set everything on fire because it's becoming too much now.
But that's true. Why isn't Dante there? It's Capcom, isn't it?
Capcom already has what? Three.
Man, Capcom has too many.
Capcom has too
Mega Man, Ryu, Ken.
Yeah, that's
so
three.
Many Echoes.
Yeah, and he started off as a game character.
I think they also need to balance it between the third party games so that nobody can come and start shouting on them. Like, Square
they need
has,
to include Namco. Namco doesn't have any characters.
What is Pac-Man?
I don't remember. Is Pac-Man in the game here?
Pac-Man is by Namco. Pac-Man. So they have a character. And maybe they'll bring somebody from Soul Calibur, but it won't be Soul Calibur or Tekken.
If it's anybody, it's probably going to be Hiachi.
I hope it's not Hiachi.
Hiachi has to be the one.
I am tired of Hiachi.
Why? He's the only person that... Why?
But you can bring Jill or Kazuya. Huh?
But they gave you the Mii skin. They're giving you the Mii skin. What's it called?
Oh, yeah, the Mii fighter. Yes, there is one for that.
And I think he appears as an item of some sort, Abby.
Yes, an assist trophy. I think he's also an assist trophy, so I don't think he actually is on the card anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe Jin or Kazuya. Probably Jin, because Kazuya is too demonic.
Kazuya.
They are both the same. The only person that I think makes sense would be Hiachi.
No, I don't want him. He's too many
Hiachi
games.
He's iconic. He's iconic. He's been in almost every Tekken game.
Somebody that they killed in almost every Tekken game, but yes, he's still here.
They're killing the law.
They killed him.
Which one?
It's like comic books.
Nobody ever stays dead. They just keep coming back forever. I was like, no, I thought I killed you. Why are you here?
Parallel world.
Bro, I'm so torn. I don't know. I'm thinking of getting this fighter's pass, but this main stat has not been. It hasn't hooked me, and I don't. So, oh, legit, really cannot say that I care about this character. Wow. No, it's true. I don't have any kind of emotional connection to Arms. Like, all the characters that have come out, and even the ones I didn't have any emotional connection to, it just wasn't so inconsequential. Let's look at the last set. We started with Joker, which was amazing. Then after Joker, who did we have? Was it not... it was Banjo, wasn't it? Banjo is now one of my mains.
Yeah, then Terry.
Yeah, and Banjo, everybody was so hyped about Banjo because he was the first Western developer to get a character in Smash, which was a big freaking deal. And also because of, you know, Banjo-Kazooie and Banjo-Tooie, like, people played anywhere growing up. Then Terry Bogard, obviously. Terry
has... Silver Wing.
Get out of there. Terry Bogard is cool because of all the wild mechanics, and King of Fighters franchise is old and venerable. People know it from the SNK period. Then after Terry, Hero, which was the RNG king, and everybody loves Dragon Quest.
The RNG god.
And everybody loves Dragon Quest. Dragon Quest is well known, well liked. And last one, Fire Emblem, Violet. And yeah, people complain, but a lot of people still love that game. But who loves Arms? Who is in love with Arms? Where is the Arms fandom?
Chima loves Arms.
Girlfriend reviews.
I beg.
I think Chima likes Arms.
Chima is one human. He likes Arms. Does he love it? We'll call him now and ask. You know?
Well, let them add a Pokemon from Sword and Shield.
No more Pokemon. There's too many. Classic characters only. That is all I want.
They can't add any Pokemon again at this point.
It's a
speaking of starting characters, what's his name? Bulbasaur and Blastoise, they're going to be in the new DLC, right?
The Gigantamax forms, the new DLC that even I, as a Pokemon fan, have not bought because I'm like,
You guys haven't gotten it yet too. I think I want to get it.
You do? You know what? I trust you. So if you do get it, if you give me your honest review, you may or may not end up in. I mean, maybe.
We might get it at the end of the day.
What I'm thinking is, I may not, even if I'm going to get it, I probably not get it now. Maybe when the Frozen Tundra comes out, because it's a package deal. You can't get one without the other. So maybe when the Frozen Tundra comes out. Yeah. When you buy the DLC, you're buying the two. So you get the Frozen Tundra when it comes out. You get the Isle of Armor now and get the Frozen Tundra in like December or something. So maybe when that one comes out, I would have made up my mind.
True. Hmm. I just want to see my Pokemon walk around with you.
But you can only do it on the island.
Are you serious?
So it's not like a quality of life change?
No, it's just on the island. While you are in the island of the DLC, that's when you can have your Pokemon walk around. If I'm not mistaken, and I don't think I am, but please somebody fact check this.
This guy's on Chip Kulu. What is that?
It's Game Freak.
What the heck? For me, I don't think I'm getting the DLC anytime soon. I'm not getting it anytime soon because I'm neck deep in FF14. And I still have like a backlog of games to play, like Persona 5 Royal and a few others.
Death Stranding.
Mr. Death Stranding, how far now?
He has not finished it. He's never going to finish. Oh my goodness, he's never going to finish it.
Why, Babs? Why?
Well, I've been busy. I've been playing other games. It's been really
because after Death Stranding.
Keeping up with the time that.
So. Death Stranding. Didn't Death Stranding come out in like October last year?
Yes, sir. And this is Corona period.
I was busy with Dragon Quest 11, please.
I need to be connected. Yeah. I was stranded by death.
Yeah. Please, that has nothing to do with the game, please.
I'm mocking you on the eventually do this thing. So, if you want the mockery to stop, you know what you have to do. So, what else are we on about today?
All right. So, we want to also, lastly, we want to talk about the toxicity in the gaming community. I think for me, I've actually seen a ton of stuff in a lot of communities, Destiny, fighting game, just Apex, just a lot of stuff that just, you don't need it in your life, to be honest. People are toxic for no reason and it makes no sense. You just want to like come online, just blow off steam. It's really tough. I've experienced a lot and good players, wow. Everybody just wants to like just insult, and sometimes people take the game way too seriously. Sometimes people are racist. It's just a whole lot of things, and I don't think it's good. Like, I know someone that on Destiny, he got banned like twice for no reason whatsoever, and felt like the Destiny community or something reported him, and Bungie never decided to like fact check or anything, and he just lost his account. And he was really, really, really dedicated about playing the game. So it was sad for him to lose his account and his will to like play the game. And that, time they released it, they locked his account twice.
Wow. How did he just not lock somebody's account like for no known reason? Like,
They probably reported him as a cheater or something, but this person isn't a cheater. He plays the game like all of us. You know how crappy our internet is in Nigeria, and just having that as well as just trying to play, and someone just goes and locks your account for no reason. It's unfair.
But doesn't Bungie do anything?
And don't even get me started.
I've only been insulted once online. I think it was from GTA, and the guy was very saucy. He sent me private messages. It was just hilarious. I just thought it was like a 10.
Well, I've never gotten a message.
Wait, he said what?
You know, I think time I've been insulted online by gaming is from PC online. And he sent me a private message. You know, they chat with you, you know, they can send you messages in game. But when you stop responding, they now go directly to your gamer tag. Your gamer tag is easily accessible now. So they just send you a private message.
So anybody in on Xbox can just because I don't play on Xbox, but like, so is that so I can just see somebody online and send them a message. I'm not even send friend request. I just can send message.
You can do that on PSN as well if you haven't set it up.
Are you serious? I must have said.
Yeah, you can. If it's
never happened.
Yeah, I've gotten a ton of message until I had to like lock it when during that period where they said if you get a message or something that it would like crash your PS4 or something like that. So I had to do that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so
people are really
the streets be wild sometimes.
Like you get like these streets, people wilding out in these streets, man. What? No. I see this like. This is why I don't like playing online games because I can't be giving strange humans access to talk to me anyhow. I get enough of that on Twitter, Alex. Just this. Somebody will just come and send me a message. Somebody that you cannot reach out and deck if they say nonsense. But if you want to talk about real toxicity and just general bad behavior, the competitive Smash community is actual trash. Like, there have been so many stories. What is it? Abuse? Is it Is it racism? Is it sexism? My God. There's this guy I watch on YouTube, Omni. He covers a lot of all this stuff. And you just be like, what? Is it not gay that you want to play? What is all this? What is all this rubbish? Why can't you just play a game and have fun? But no, you must reduce it to all sorts of nonsense. Honestly, completely ridiculous. This is a game. It's never that serious.
Yeah, but I don't know. It might be for some people because when they are streaming and all that, and in this day and age when people only care about clickbait views and all that, anything that I can, because I know at one point the fighting game community had like two players, one called Lucia, but that kind of like harassed a player, someone that was trans on her Twitch, that he had a match with her and they were playing and he insulted her that she's trans. Why is she trying to be like a woman instead of him to like cut off his penis or something? And Twitch saw that and they didn't give him like a life ban. And okay, the tranny person felt like bad and trans person felt bad. And so she went on her own Twitch and she was like, she called him a nigger. The niggers act that way, blah, 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 blah.
Oh, my
and yeah, so it was kind of like a thing. So they were just calling each other names, trying nigger and all that stuff. So it was a lot, and that happens a lot in the FGC. Fighting game community is very, very toxic, and everybody's just a normal guy. And to be honest, there's always the outside world, and they're teaching kids, and kids are watching these things. Yeah. And you go online and you hear kids saying fuck and all that stuff, and you're just like, what? You got like 6 or 8 or something, and it's telling you, you fucking big player, something. And they just rage quit.
I've seen that.
Anyways,
like somebody was, I was just like, the voice of the person, I was like, this person cannot be more than 12. And you are just shouting nonsense like, "Hey, please, I'm not your mate. I will slap. Like, I will slap you." Which is why when I play Apex, my voice chat is muted because I can't be dealing with this kind of madness.
Some people don't care. But so far, I think the healthiest community I've been in so far is Final Fantasy 14 community. Seen a lot of like really, really helpful people. Everybody's just so nice for no weird reason. Like, that's what happens when you are paying a separate sub from PSN.
Because if they buy your account,
you can have
all your money that you have,
all your investment.
So you have to behave yourself, which honestly is fantastic because they're so nice. Like, they will teach you stuff. They will, they're great. When they enter a dungeon with randoms, the people will be like, hi. At the end, they'll be like, oh, thank you for the party. It's so nice. It's so wholesome. I love it.
Yeah, it's the best thing when you are not on the top of your game and everybody just encouraging you, no problem.
Don't worry.
And they're like, oh, we died now, but this is how we can sort out this dungeon, blah, 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 blah. Like, it's all. These people are the good people.
Like, don't worry, we can run it back. Just take your time. We can do this. I'm like, oh, God, all this support. The point that I may not even be getting from my real life family members. This stranger has given me kind. It's a beautiful thing. So please, everybody, be more like Final Fantasy people. Because I actually don't think it's just about paying a sub. Because apparently, you know, World of Warcraft, they also pay a sub, and they're actually quite bad there. Like, there are people that play Final Fantasy 14 that say they were WoW refugees. Like, they ran from World of Warcraft and came here because they could not continue. There are people, there's so many people. There's definitely a class of people called WoW refugees. Like, they just left all the workers because they were like, what is all this stress? I'm not doing it again, please. Abandoned the game they've been playing for years. I just came out to set up another MMO server. So, yeah, that's. I don't know what it is. I think also because the game does encourage you to play nice. In terms of like stuff you can do, like if you're walking around in the world and you see a player that has been killed, if you revive them, you get an achievement. That kind of thing. So the game does encourage you.
Yeah, And I also think another reason that FF14 doesn't have a lot of toxic behavior is because there's no voice chat. So people don't get to be that vocal. Everybody needs to type, and you cannot just be having keyboard warrior like fights because of how stressful it is for console players. So they can be on PC, but I just think having that fight on keyboard just stresses people out, and everybody's just nice. And yeah, you can't really get away with it if they see your chat, to be honest. You're Scrooge. It's totally different from voice chat where there's no evidence. All I can type is thank you for the run. GG's.
That's it now. Because like that is that by the time you start typing anything, the person already blocked you and moved on. Like they blacklisted you, like
the chat has moved on, the person has left the party.
Like the person has even left the area where you are, so your words are never even meant to reach them. You're right, that's probably part of it as well. It's good. I really, okay. I've been playing, as you know, I've also been playing, and I really quite like the game. It's fun.
Okay. So I'd like to thank everyone for joining us today. I am Shy Sly Dude. I'm not sure. Oh, yeah. I've lost track of time.
But yeah, thanks so much. Say event 91 or the rapper, whichever you prefer. By the way, we're still streaming The Last of Us 2. We have some streams that have been done and the videos are up, so if you want to go check those out. I think Kone will still be streaming, even though he can't be here today for reasons. But I think he's still going to keep on streaming. So please definitely look out for those. And and more stuff that we'll be bringing out over the course of following weeks, months, years.
Don't forget to subscribe
to me
and all that good stuff. Your next Torin Senpai, sign out.
Hi. Bye bye. It's Torin Senpai.
Where's your energy?
There's no energy. Baba is tired. 30 plus.
What? He's 30 plus.
It's fine.
Young blood like me.
30 plus, please. You don't have energy again. See, you don't have time for nonsense. See, that's why you're exhausted already. I'm sure you've taken your night tea and all that. You're getting ready to sleep in PJs and all that.
Until somebody comes to beat you. That's when you see you're on your own. Yeah, I don't fight.
All right. So, all right, let's end the stream. Thank you for joining us, everyone. I'll see you at the next one.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to our podcast, guys. Don't forget to subscribe. You can also follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at JoysticksNG. That's JoysticksNG. We also make awesome YouTube videos. You can check out our channel, Joysticks Entertainment. We have tons of content up and more coming every single week. We've got lots of coverage on The Last of Us 2 on the channel right now. Subscribe there too so you don't miss any of the exciting stuff we've got coming your way. And see you in the next one.